This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
You're about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case of loving you.
All right, guys, so we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DAHLI, 1-877 DOCDALI. So I have two boys. I can't call them teenage boys because one is 22 and the other one just turned 20. But they were teens during the whole pandemic and all that BS. And it was horrible what my kids went through. And we have a study that is saying the brains of teens aged faster during the first year of the pandemic than they should have. Of course, they're blaming stress on a part of it. But to have extra miles on the young, youthful, pliable brain worries me. Does that mean they could get dementia earlier in life? Alzheimer's? Parkinson's? So this was a study looking at young participants. They also report, according to CNN, more severe symptoms of anxiety, depression, and what scientists call internalized problems. Feelings of sadness, low self-esteem, and fear and trouble, regulating their emotions. Dozens of studies have found that teens and adolescents' mental health suffered during the pandemic, so we know that. They were taken out of school, they were away from their friends, they didn't get to go to the games or participate in sports and prom and all that. And there was also uncertainty where, you know, family members were in the hospital. Family members were ill. Family members died. Plus, parents lost their jobs. And I hated when my mom was home, when my dad worked, because at mom home, we fought. I wanted my mom to, she had trouble keeping a job. And so please work. So I don't think kids liked being around their parents that much. And then, of course, millions of people did lose parents or grandparents to COVID. So the study, published yesterday in the journal Biological Psychiatry Global Open Science, is the first to look at what actually physically happened to the brain of these teens. So the research comes out of a study that was already ongoing. There was a study that scientists were doing to understand the gender differences in depression among adolescents. So 8 years ago, they took MRI scans of 220 kids aged 9 to 13. And they did these MRIs every 2 years. The team had completed two sets of scans when the pandemic interrupted the research, but then they were able to start scanning again at the end of 2020. When their research was interrupted, the team decided it would be interesting to study the effects that the stressful event was having on kids developing brains. So they had the pre-pandemic scans already done, which was kind of a bonus in science. Because when you try to go back retrospectively, you have to try to find studies and all that. They already had it. So then what they did is they matched children the same demographics, gender, age, exposure to stress, socioeconomic status, and then to find the average brain age, they put the MRI scans through a model that pulls data from other scans. The researchers compared the MRI scans of 128 children. Half the scans were taken before the pandemic, the other half after at the end of 2020. They found that the children who had lived through the first year of the pandemic had brain ages that were older than their chronological age, meaning they look like if you had a 13-year-old, their brain could have looked like a 15 or 16-year-old. Not the good stuff in terms of having, you know, that extra maturity, extra math, the geometry, trig, pre-calc, not that kind of good. So they found that the area that helps regulate fear and stress called the amygdala and the hippocampus that controls memories seem to change. Tissues are thinned in the part of the brain that controlled excessive functioning. So the amygdala grew, hippocampus grew more, and then thinning of the cortex. Well, thinning of the cortex is something we start to see when we have cognitive deficit. Now, we know a child's brain changes naturally over time, but there's a chance that that accelerated it. And they're not saying the COVID virus accelerated it. They're saying the stress of everything did. They say studies have shown that people who are exposed to violence, neglect, poverty, and family problems early in life have faster brain aging and can have problems with their mental health later on. Now, I just want to say something here. When I see pictures of the Holocaust, and I see kids in these concentration camps, I'm blown away. You know, to be able to see, how did kids manage that? They don't have their home, they don't have their pet, they're separated from their parents because the family got split up, their family could be dead, they're starving. And I don't know how these kids coped. Not sure how they did it, if they coped at all. Some look like they did, but that had to have been frightening. COVID sucked. COVID was rough. But was it that bad compared to what other kids have gone through? Potato famine, industrial revolution, all the other stuff. What to change the brain? Do we need to become maybe a little bit more resilient? I mean, I am blown away with what happened, you know, just with friends and family and all that, and it was a bad virus. And so I'm wondering if maybe, you know, if we're going to say the stress did that, well, yeah, I mean, it shows you how powerful stress could be. But I got to tell you, man, you know, being homeschooled and watching Netflix was stressful, but I would imagine the brain to change, you know, going through what kids in worse situations have gone through. Always having to sleep on the floor because there's gunshots and that could be coming into your apartment. So I'm wondering if it was the virus that started to affect the brain. So I don't know. It's interesting, but, you know, the pandemic did affect adolescent health, but there's going to be bigger fish to fry, and we need to become more resilient. 1-877-DOCTELLY.
Hey guys, gals. Dr. Dahlia here. How many of you have just become single, and it's been years since you've dated? Well, you need to be careful out there, as there's a lot of pitfalls and scams. But there's also true love. So I recommend reading our Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. We'll give you the scoop on scammers, STDs, and what makes the best first date. Go to my website at drdahlia.com and click on the Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. That's drdahlia.com. Hey guys, Dr. Dahlia here. We love our drivers out there, and many of you are in need of renewing your CDL. Well, if you're in Southern Nevada, we've got the place for you. Your DOT physical can be done by calling 702-562-8800 and mention this ad. You'll get a discount. Easy, convenient hours to get you back on the road. So for your CDL DOT physical, call 702-562-8800 and drive safely.
Stock market have you nervous with massive fluctuations? With the impact of inflation and the upcoming midterm elections, it's virtually impossible to guess what will happen next. But with Vantage Point, you won't have to guess. Text MONEY to 813-813 to find out how you can forecast market trend changes with up to 87.4% proven accuracy. That's right, 87.4%. Text the word MONEY to 813-813 and find the consistency and confidence you've been looking for in your trading. Vantage Point's patented technology analyzes huge quantities of global data in seconds. No more guessing when to get in or out of a trade. Text MONEY to 813-813. We'll send you a link to our free live training. Protect your hard-earned capital with Vantage. vantage point.
Trading involves financial risk and is not suitable for all investors. Past results do not guarantee future performance. By texting the word DEMO, you agree to the terms available at vantagepointsoftware.com/terms and consent to receive calls and text using automated technology or pre-recorded voice about offers or info by or on behalf of Vantage Point. Your consent is not conditioned to purchase and can be revoked at any time. Message and data rates may apply.
Text MONEY to 813-813.
Extendivite testimonials on Amazon are very informative. Here's just a few. Amazon customer, 5 stars. Honestly, this stuff works. Nick, easy to take capsules. For those who can't handle the liquid drops, easy to take Extendivite capsules do the same job. Karoka fam, works great. Like Extendivite very much. Seems to work as advertised. Thanks. Arlene, 5 stars. Love this product, Extendivite. Terry W., 5 stars. Can't say enough. Great product. Freya, 5 stars. I just ordered another. To get your Extendivite today, go to extendivite.com. That's extendivite.com. Or call us at 1-877-928-8822.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
I had no idea it would destroy my life, but before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers, there's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
Radio? Why should I advertise on radio? There's nothing to look at, no pictures.
Listen, you can do things on radio you couldn't possibly do on TV.
That'll be the day.
All right, watch this. Okay, people, and now when I give you the cue, I want the 700-foot mountain of whipped cream to roll into Lake Michigan, which has been drained and filled with hot chocolate. Then the Royal Canadian Air Force will fly overhead towing a 10-ton maraschino cherry, which will be dropped into the whipped cream for the cheering of 25,000 extras. All right, cue the mountain. Okay, 25,000 cheering extras.
Now, you want to try that on television?
Well...
You see, radio is a very special medium because it stretches the imagination.
Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
So thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Daniel, our producer. Big thanks to you all for tuning in. We really do appreciate it. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. Okay, so this next topic is going to be a little probably controversial again. I have been seeing these headlines, and I think a lot of you guys have, where we're hearing that somebody has died unexpectedly. Unexpectedly. And people ask, okay, so what does that mean? And I understand there could be a lot of conspiracy theories, and oftentimes people will look at previous posts and try to do their own sleuthing to see what could have happened. But in the last week or so, there have been a few more headlines than we usually have with individuals who have been presumed healthy, quote-unquote, dying unexpectedly. So first, what does dying unexpectedly mean? meaning you didn't have a terminal illness. So somebody, quote unquote, dying unexpectedly would probably call, like, let's say somebody has stage 4 cancer. And then that person with stage 4 cancer leaves us. Well, that was expected. They were going to leave us at some point. Or somebody who does a lot of death-defying acts and then gets into an accident with one of those. Or somebody getting into an accident that was not a medical issue, where they ran a red light, got drunk, whatever. So dying unexpectedly means no major health issues that anybody knows of. Now, there could be some underlying, but they weren't doing anything that put them at risk, and they're dead. That was unexpected. To me, any death is unexpected, but that's kind of how we look at it. So apparently, TikTok star Mega Thacker, only 21 years old, died, quote-unquote, unexpectedly. Country singer Jake Flint, these are the headlines, unexpectedly, dies hours after his wedding. 30-year-old co-founder of Singapore-based crypto firm dies unexpectedly. Taishin Kulander. Brad William Henke. He was in Orange is the New Black. He was in Dexter. He, quote-unquote, unexpected, died unexpectedly. I think the Power Ranger, the gentleman that played the Power Ranger, we're being told that his unexpected death ended up being suicide. All right? But, you know, the public kind of wants to know. They're, when these individuals aren't that old and they're dying, now we're told Eric Fleischman, a celebrity fitness trainer, has died. We might, in the next few days or weeks, get a little bit more information. A university staff person, 35 years old, died unexpectedly. So there's a lot of headlines on people who have died unexpectedly. So before the COVID vaccine, people would say, okay, well, maybe it's because they, you know, had a underlying heart condition. Maybe it was suicide. Maybe they overdosed on drugs. A lot of people think drugs. When somebody young died, like it had to be drugs. It had to be drugs. So now, post-COVID, what are some things that could cause a young person to die? Well, COVID could. A rare side effect to the vaccine could. Fentanyl, overdose could. Suicide, accidents. And there could be a cardiac arrhythmia. I also wonder if some of these quote-unquote unexpected deaths were people drinking energy drinks, throw themselves into an atrial fibrillation, stop their heart. A lot of people are hitting caffeine really hard. But I bring this up not because I want to depress anybody, but when somebody on social media asks the question, well, why? And we're not getting the answer, so then they start to look at, well, you know, they posted their vaccine record, maybe let's look, you know, now everybody's a scientist. After what COVID put us through, people are like, you know what, I think I'm going to double check my own information. So now people are hypothesizing and they're theorizing and they're trying to deduce what could be going on. Well, the following headlines are, okay, well, now we have conspiracy theorists and we have to debunk these rumors that it's this, 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 and this. And then they start to almost scare you into inquiring to begin with. So if somebody goes, Dr. Dahlia, we've had kind of a lot of people die this week, quote unquote, unexpectedly. But what do you think it is? I welcome a question like that. Is it flu? Is it we have a new COVID strain that might not necessarily give us symptoms, but screwing around with our heart? Is it because somebody got the booster? I think we're allowed to ask. Doesn't the CDC and public officials and the media want us to know? It would be nice. But instead, I already see these media outlets try to hush us up. Now, I get it. Playing devil's advocate, they might be, you know, in good faith, trying to make sure they minimize misinformation,
They don't want rumors to go out and want everybody thinking that somebody died from something that they didn't. And I get that. We don't want hysteria over something wrong. We don't want misinformation. But don't start to vilify somebody for saying, look, can we look at this? Early on, when we were given the COVID vaccine, and I got the COVID vaccine, but one thing that was kind of shocking is we did have a lot of reports of people fainting. And we did have reports of anaphylaxis, and all of a sudden you don't hear anything anymore. Is it because they don't exist, or is it because no one's covering it? All right, well, for you to make a good scientific decision, and you kind of need to look at all the data. We can't in science eliminate data and only show some data. I would like to know all the data. I had surmised that maybe some of the fainting that happened after the shot was given that wasn't deemed anaphylaxis could have been because some of the substrates in the vaccine could have maybe affected the heart rhythm. There was some confirmed cases of cardiac arrest and arrhythmia after the vaccine, not a lot of them. But I think that there's a very valid question to ask. It doesn't mean we're being anti-vaccine. It just, I mean, look at what happened with Viagra. Viagra came out and people were collapsing. Well, it took somebody to go, why? Why are people collapsing? Well, it looks like the people who are collapsing are on nitrates. And that's causing a massive vasodilation. So they're hypoperfusing and they're that could be pretty dangerous. Like, oh, okay, guys. So, guys, now don't use Viagra with nitrates. Thank God. Thank God somebody asked the why. But we are in this day and age now where we're not allowed to ask why. Why can't we ask why? Oh, because then you're a Trumper or you're a conspiracy theorist or you're going. No, we're allowed to ask a question. Okay, medications have side effects. I don't know if you guys realize this, but there's a lot of medicine combinations you guys have been taking that now is deemed dangerous. Because the data has been updated, and these databases are saying, you know what? You shouldn't really be mixing Zofran with your antidepressant. You shouldn't be mixing Diflucan with your antidepressant. You shouldn't be taking Paxlovid with Viagra or some of your statins. Well, we have this data because we looked into it. So how do we get people to shut the hell up and quit trying to hush us and allow us to inquire and look into it and ask? Now, I get there's some people that are like, oh, my gosh, everybody's dying from the vaccine. No, that's not true. Everybody is not dying from the vaccine. But can there be a subset of population that might not be doing well with the vaccine? We probably should figure that out. I think we should. There are certain populations that you have to avoid sometimes certain treatments or medications with, depending on a gene they may have. These are things that are not that new to medicine. And what blows my mind is that when it comes to the vaccine, all the rules that we've used for penicillin or for Paxil, or for Viagra, all of those rules go out the door because it's a vaccine. And we're like, but it's a pharmaceutical. So why aren't we undergoing the same process? Why aren't we asking the same questions? You know, Paxlovid, fantastic medication for COVID. We're blessed to have it. But man, there's a ton of medications you can't mix that sucker with. Well, if somebody said, look, I had a reaction when I took the Paxlovid, do we silence them or do we go, okay, what medicine did you take? Maybe we need to study it and add it on to the list. If we do that with every other medicine, we should be doing it with our vaccines and with our medication, whether they're COVID or not. 1-877-DOCTOR.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
The November jobs report is stronger than expected, with 263,000 jobs added, but unemployment is holding steady at just below 4%. Appearing on Fox Business, Secretary of Labor Marty Walsh says Congress should address immigration.
I think the biggest threat to our economy is that we don't have a good, strong immigration policy. We're so focused, some people are so focused on the southern border, and that's really not the issue. The issue of immigration is how do we make sure that companies and businesses have the opportunity to employ people.
Cryptocurrency company FTX is looking at even more issues after filing for bankruptcy. The Department of Justice is asking for the appointment of an independent examiner in the case. They want that person to look at substantial and serious allegations of fraud, dishonesty, along with incompetence. USA Radio News.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally, and it's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.
All right, guys. We are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. So, you know, we just spoke about the vaccine, and we spoke about, you know, possible side effects. And one drug that keeps coming back and is being kind of, I don't know, tennis balled back and forth in the news and in medical headlines is remdesivir. Now, remdesivir was that antiviral that we used early on in COVID, and then the World Health Organization in November of 2020 said stop using it. We have little evidence saying it works. But then they reversed it and said, no, you guys can use remdesivir in mild to moderate COVID-19 patients who are at high risk of hospitalization. Then we had a study last week saying remdesivir and steroids tied to better COVID hospital outcomes. Well, how do we go from a drug saying don't use it and studies showing their side effects to, oh, you know what, it's okay now? So joining us next is our legal correspondent, Sigal Chatta. Sigal, thank you so much for coming on again. We love having you. And can you kind of make some rhyme or reason on what is going on with Remdesivir?
Well, thank you for having me, Dahlia. You know, as you know, we filed the first lawsuit against Remdesivir in Nevada last week. And the issues that we have with Remdesivir is that, first of all, you know, Remdesivir was used by Gilead Sciences in 2017 and 2015 in Africa during their Ebola outbreak. And essentially what we saw from the studies that Gilead did on Ebola patients was that all over 43% had experienced renal failure and died very quickly once administered Remdesivir. And I think, you know, it was absolute negligence to kind of recycle Remdesivir during COVID. And, you know, while there was a lot of contradicting medical reports, ultimately, once the World Health Organization knew that Remdesivir was causing more damage to COVID patients, I think they knew it because they yanked it, and then they brought it back. And I think this is a big, big issue that Gilead Sciences is going to have.
It's so true. And, you know, we have a population, and let's say Remdesivir is dangerous for somebody who has renal issues. We have a population that doesn't really have a lot of healthy kidneys. And when we hear about these drugs in the news, when we hear about them in medical circles, you don't always get the full story. It's okay, well, we got this tool, so we're going to use this. And I don't think people are one, being able to access information, and two, get to make an informed consent, get to make an informed decision.
Right, and that's really the crux of the lawsuit that we currently have against Northern Nevada Medical Center, is that this patient was brought in, his physician was there at the hospital with hydroxychloroquine and ivermectin. The patient specifically said, along with his family, do not give me Remdesivir, because at that point, you know, the studies had come out. People were getting a hold of the Gilead Sciences studies on Ebola. And so you had patients specifically reject Remdesivir, and they were provided Remdesivir by hospital against their will. That is a violation of informed consent.
You know, Sigal, you have been, I mean, such a, you know, such an inspiration, you know, being with a lot of what's been going on with the mandates and COVID and all that. You've been a voice that a lot of people haven't had. And what do you think is going on? Why weren't patients allowed a voice or a choice? It's almost like even if a doctor had suggested something, it all had to come from the top, you know, whether it was Biden or whether it was Fauci. And I've never seen this before.
You know, I don't think any of us have ever seen this, and I don't want to get too much into, you know, my theories, but we know that the most vulnerable population was 65 and over. And, you know, and Dahlia, listen, I'm the one that fought to get 65 and over vaccinated and prioritized when they rolled out the vaccines in Nevada, because I felt that they were a vulnerable population and they should have been vaccinated first. And it wasn't to fight for a mandate. It was to fight for priority. And like many, I relied on the government. I relied on the CDC. I relied on the World Health Organization. And what we're seeing 2 years later, is we're seeing that the real science is coming out and how much these people, this vulnerable population, was compromised. You know, I think that, and I hate to say this, you know, my parents,
Your parents.
But I think at some point, you know, there's a collective almost theory that the utility of our senior citizens has been exhausted, and they have become a burden on our economies, whether it is collecting Medicaid, whether it is collecting Medicare, whether it's collecting Social Security. And I hate to say this, but I do deep down inside believe that that collective lack of contribution to society made them a lot more vulnerable to essentially just be, you know, put on these drugs to really just expire them.
Mm-hmm. Well, well spoken. You know, Seagal, do you foresee there being lawsuits for those who wanted hydroxychloroquine were denied? And I understand the data is starting to be a little bit more diluted on hydroxychloroquine's efficacy. But do you see that, if those who wanted to use ivermectin and hydroxychloroquine suing, or what do you think?
Well, I think in Nevada, the protocol was issued by our governor, Steve Sisolak, who had no medical background, no medical history, no medical education, was relying on the Health and Human Services and all his appointees that really they did not have the experience. I think that the lawsuits that we're going to see are going to be wrongful death lawsuits as a result of these protocols, and they're going to be filed against the hospitals. As you know, I mean, the pharmaceutical companies have a certain level of immunity when it comes to the PrEP Act, and that immunity goes away if it if it is, you know, willful misconduct, which I think what we're starting to see now is that, you know, Big Pharma engaged in a bunch of willful misconduct. They hid studies. I think this is kind of uncharted waters. Mm-hmm. I love being the first to explore this legally. You know, and I think that we are going to see this because, like I said, I mean, a lot of people died that shouldn't have.
So true. Seagal, go ahead.
No, and, you know, and as a doctor, I always say this, but as a doctor, how many patients do you lose to a certain, you know, to these conclusive results from remdesivir before it starts to pique your curiosity? Well, why am I, is it 5 patients? Is it 10 patients? Is it 25 patients? You know, and I think that there was a systematic negligence that was engaged in by the medical community to rely on strictly protocols issued by government and not instinct.
Seagal, you're so right. Sorry, we're on a hard break. How can my listeners find out more information?
You can call me at the office, 702-360-6200. We are signing up remdesivir cases every day now.
Thank you, Seagal. All right, guys, don't go away. We'll be right back.
If you're like most Americans, you can see things are out of control. Global problems have local consequences, too many of them. And if the next news headline spins us into chaos, you'd better be ready. Grocery store supply chains are only as strong as their weakest link. Don't wait for them to break. Today's the day to secure emergency food for everyone in your family. My Patriot Supply is America's largest preparedness company. Our specially packaged and delicious food stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage. It'll be there when you need it. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and pick up several emergency food kits. There are a dozen different sizes that average over 2,000 calories per day. As we all know, calories equals energy equals survival. And as you'd expect from a true preparedness company, our food kits are in stock and ship quickly. Those who know what's coming are preparing today. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Hey guys, Dr. Dahlia here. We love our drivers out there, and many of you are in need of renewing your CDL. Well, if you're in Southern Nevada, we've got the place for you. Your DOT physical can be done by calling 702 702- 562-8800 and mention this ad. You'll get a discount. Easy, convenient hours to get you back on the road. So for your CDL DLT physical, call 702-562-8800 and drive safe. Hey guys, gals, Dr. Dahlia here. How many of you have just become single and it's been years since you've dated? Well, you need to be careful out there as there's a lot of pitfalls and scams. But there's also true love. So I recommend reading our Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. We'll give you the scoop on scammers, STDs, and what makes the best first date. Go to my website at drdahlia.com and click on the Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. That's drdahlia.com.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, formerly Air Force Lieutenant Colonel, Air National Guard and Reservist. I'm looking for veterans, active duty military personnel to join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. She needs your skills, courage, and loyalty more than ever. Contact GCMteam.com. Because of the financial and healthcare collapse, veterans are currently struggling finding jobs. Frustrated looking for a job? Change your tactics. Join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. Start a healthcare business with FDI Longevity 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCMteam.com. Immediately. We're looking for military specialists who can use a computer, can communicate information, and execute a battle plan. Join the admirals, Navy SEALs, Marines, pilots, Army officers, military police, sheriffs, police officers, firemen, and first responders already enrolled in the 90 for Life Crusade. Contact GCNteam.com now. FDI Longevity will help you apply your military skills to the task of saving America through health and financial programs. Contact GCNteam.com. Enlist in GCNteam.com and save America.
Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. So do you guys remember, it might have been early this year, where I think we went about a month, and we were like breathing easy. We're like, we don't have to wear the masks. We could get on a plane. When the partial pressure oxygen drops, we could still breathe. No one's going to kick us off the plane for not wearing a mask. No one's going to threaten to stab us or shoot us if we require a mask in the store because the governor has lifted the restrictions, so now we aren't at risk of ticking off customer or client. And we're like kind of breathed a sigh of relief going, okay, our freedoms are coming back.
there was still COVID. COVID still was around. We went through six strains, variants of COVID. We had the BA1, December to January. Then we had the BA2, BA2.121, BA2.122. There was a BA3 in there that didn't do much, but then we had the BA4, BA5. Then we went back to, I think, a BA4.6 or BA... Then now we have the BQ1, the BQ11, and the XBB. So who knows? Maybe that's 7 or 8. All right. So the variants came. Those people who want to wear masks, wear masks. I was just lecturing to students at UNLV. There were some people in the classroom that had masks on. Power to them. They want to wear masks. That sounds great. Or maybe they weren't feeling well or they were coming out of quarantine isolation. Fine. Personal choice. Those that didn't want to wear a mask didn't wear a mask. Personal choice. We thought we were done with the mandates. No one's going to mandate. We're good. Nope. Wrong. California might be bringing them back. Why? Well, because their hospitals may be overwhelmed. So some of you will be like, oh, okay, yeah, that's good. The hospitals are overwhelmed. My question is, why aren't there more hospital beds? If you don't have enough for your population, but I think they have 70,000 beds for 40 million people. That's not enough during a COVID, flu, RSV, pneumonia, heart attack, accident, crime season. It's not enough. So who suffers when infrastructure isn't in place? People do. So going to bring back the masks. So what we're being told is that California, and, you know, California likes to kind of be the spearhead for a lot of these things. Los Angeles County, specifically, has warned that an indoor mask mandate could return. The city is going into high COVID transmission, and the county's COVID policy states that after a period of high COVID transmission, a mask mandate will be triggered. In previous instances, the period was set for 14 days. LA County is recording 31,000 daily COVID infections, which is a large increase from the 1,000 they had in November. And I have to be honest, that's an undercounting because the average person is not testing. They're at home, they're working at home, they're staying home, or they're telling people, nah, it's the flu, and they're not necessarily going in and getting tested. Or they're using telemedicine, saying, look, I need some cough medicine or I need something, and they're just being treated over the phone, so nobody ever clocks that case. So my guess is the cases are up. I've seen the cases are up. Will the masks help? Will indoor masks really protect you? So how are people wearing their masks? We're having the same flipping conversation we had 2 years ago. Are they wearing an N95 respirator? I know a study came out yesterday saying there wasn't that much of a difference between the N95 respirator and the regular surgical mask because the numbers of people who got COVID were similar. But people still got COVID. People still spread COVID. One study showed 70% of your exhalant still gets out around the mask. So if you have a room full of people having their office holiday party and everybody's wearing a mask, is COVID still in the room? Absolutely. And the question that really needs to be answered before you do a mask mandate is COVID qualitative or quantitative? Qualitative means, is just one virus enough to infect you? Or can you get hit with one or two and nothing happens, but you really need a quantity? Is it the higher quantity? Is it, if you at all get exposed to one virus quality wise, you're going to get sick? Or does there have to be an actual amount? Now, if it's quantitative, where they find, look, there has to be a big wad of it coming towards your respiratory tree, then those masks can't help. Those masks will decrease the wad. But if it's qualitative, where you just need one virion or a couple virus particles, well, then it's going to come out of the mask. You're not suffocating the person. It's not plastic, and you aren't covering them up where they have to still breathe air. They're not in a scuba suit. and then a dive mask, right? They're only wearing a surgical mask. So that's the next question, too. Are these masks being thrown out after every few minutes? Once your expiration humidifies it and weakens the integrity of the mask. But if it's people wearing the same crappy mask, in fact, I have masks from 2020. So if I'm like, oh, forgot a mask, I could reach it to my purse and I have one that old. But does that mean it's working? So if they are going to start mask mandates, that is going to cause a domino effect of other counties going, well, look, we got to err on the side of caution. We didn't get kicked out of office for masks mandates. The COVID vaccine was a little more controversial, but I don't think the mask mandate hurt us, so we'll go ahead and do it. So mask mandates are coming back. So, you know, many of you, you know, you hear people talk about how, you know, people say, oh, the Holocaust will never happen again. There's the Holocaust happened in the past. We learned our lessons. Some of you thought mandates wouldn't happen again. You thought genocide wouldn't happen again, and it's happening as we're seeing. In the Ukraine war, we've seen multiple countries that are begging for our help. Things happen again. Do not think that just because the government got a slap on the wrist for some of the BS and some governors got ousted from some of the COVID mandates that they're done with them. They will come back. And, you know, please, for the love of God, use actual science and give people a good-fitting mask. Give people a mask that works. But telling people to put a bandana on their face and then mandating it and then adding rules, the reason why I am against the mask mandate is because employees were killed. How many employees were stabbed or shot or hurt? Because they had to say, sorry, you're not wearing a mask. I told you, that gas station attendant, he was just in the convenience store. Guy walks in, he says, sorry, man, you got to wear a mask. Guy leaves, comes back, instead of getting his mask, gets his gun, shoots the guy and kills him. I think he was a young kid. He doesn't give a crap about the masks, but because there's a mandate, he is now law enforcement. If you're going to then mandate masks, let us pack. Let us carry. If these mandates put us in a role where we have to enforce a fake law, where's the protection? Look, I think masks are great. I wear masks. If you want to wear a mask, if you think there's a respiratory illness, let's pass out masks. Let's give people masks. Let's make suggestions. But the second you do a mandate, things go bad. And it's dangerous for the employees that are forced to accost people much bigger than them and try to kick them out because they're not wearing a face covering. 1-877-DOCTOR-DOLLY. Don't go away.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau de Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.